ओम ज्ञानच निरंधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
निताय पद कमल कौचि चंद्र शुचि सारे जय जय हरे जगत जय। Lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are more cooling than many millions of moons, because everyone is burning in the fire of material life. In the hot season in India, it feels burning from the heat of the day. But when the moon comes at night, the moon gives a very pleasing cooling effect. So the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are compared with the cooling effect of many millions of moons. Very pleasing and cooling. Jai Jagat Jai. In the shade of those lotus feet, the whole world can feel soothing effect. Hinamitai Dinei Kai Radha Krishna Paitanai. Without worshipping that Lord Nityananda, there is no question of attaining to Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Dhrida Kali Paramitai Kai. Therefore, very strongly catch hold of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Shisham Mandana Hija Vita Janam Gilanta Shri Poshu Guru Duracha. Who doesn't have a relationship with Nityananda, his birth as a human being is completely useless. He's simply an animal and a rascal. All our acharyas speak of this. Nidai na bahila mukhe moti lo shamshara shuki vidya tule ki kori deka. If anyone doesn't chant the holy name of Lord Nityananda, he simply becomes absorbed in material so-called happiness. And vidya means that his education and birth in a high family, what will that do for him? What use will that be to him? Ahankari matya vaya mitai pada pasare hasyakti ari shakti parimani. Overcome by illusion and false ego, becoming mad by that, people, they forget the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And they take asyakti ari shakti parimani. They take that which is false to be true. Mitaya kalima habe gaje radha krishna parimani. But if we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then we will attain to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Therefore, again he says, catch a hold of those two lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are real, not a joke. Tahar Shevaka Nitya. And who serves him, he is eternal. Therefore, again, Narottam Das says, Nitai Pada Shabha Karavash. Always desire those lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Narottama Bolo Dukhi Nitai Mare Kalashuki. Narottam Das is expressing himself as feeling very unhappy. But he's asking, Nita, you make me happy. Give me a place in your red lotus feet. So how to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda? Lord Nityananda was given a job by Lord Chaitanya. Pati bhare bhare dhiya kala indrika adya krishna gala krishna kala krishna shukha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, go door to door and teach everyone to worship Krishna, chant the names of Krishna, and learn about Krishna. So anyone who preaches Krishna consciousness becomes very dear to Lord Nityananda. This is his service to Lord Chaitanya. So Gaurangara Duti Pada Jara Dhana Shambhada Shrijane Bhagati Rashasha. Who has made the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya his treasure, his property? He knows what is the essence of all spiritual levels. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhakti Rasa Shah, the topmost attainment in spiritual life is to attain to devotional service to Krishna, devotional service to Radharam. Very high elevated platform, which at our present stage of development we can hardly even imagine. But what is the secret to attaining that? That has been given by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Yata yata gora padara vinda indeta bhaktim krita panyarashi tatata tatsat kriti kasma radha padam veja sukham gurashi. He says, as much as one is attached to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then by that attachment to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, then the nectar of Radha Radharani will come to him automatically. So same thing, how to become dear to Lord Chaitanya. You have to follow his instruction. Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh amar agya guru vaya tara videsh.
Udati ne pravaya se.
In this way become a guru and deliver this one. Gaurangera madhur lila. Jar karne praveshila. Hridoy nirmal bhelota. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are very sweet. Whoever listens to them, whoever allows them to enter his ear, his heart becomes pure as one. Jigo Rangar Namalo Itaro Hai Premo Do Itaro Muni Jai Gauriham. Whoever chants the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri
Krishna,
then love for Krishna arises in his heart. And Narottam Das, he congratulates such a person. Rangar Guneti Churi. Whoever upon hearing of the qualities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cries, then Nitta Lila Tare Spure, then all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become revealed to him. Jijan Bhakti Adhikari. Such a person is eligible for devotional service. Gorangyara Shangi Gane Nitta Shita Karimani. Whoever understands that the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they're all eternally liberated souls. Shri Jai Brajendra Shutapash. He goes to Krishna. Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jiva Chandani Chinkamani. Whoever understands that Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi, the place of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, that means West Bengal area, that is non different from the spiritual world. He can live in Vrindavan. Gaura Prema Rasharanave Sheita Rangi Jiva Dubi. Now, whoever swims in the waves of the ocean of the Gaura Prema Ras, the bellows of love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dube, not exactly swims, whoever becomes overwhelmed by those waves, Sri Radha Madhava Antaranga, they become a very intimate associate of Radha and Madhava. Grihe Ba Bonete Take, Haguranga Bode Dake, Narottam Bhage Parashan. Whether someone lives at home, or he lives in the jungle, whether he's Grihastha, Brahmachari, Sannyasi, whatever, whoever chants out, Haguranga, Haguranga, Narottam Das, desires his association. So these are all very nice songs. Our acharyas have composed these songs just so we can pray very nicely to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We couldn't make up nicer songs if we tried. So let us sing the songs made by our acharyas. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very pleased, and we will also become very pleased. So, we are going to read from Sharanagati again. Om Ajnana Tamiram Dasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Vinitam Vena Tasmai Shri Guru Venamaha Nivedam Kani Prabhu Tamar Charane Patit Adhama Aye Jani Chirovani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my dear Lord Krishna, I am making one submission at your lotus feet. I am fallen and wretched. Everyone in the three worlds knows this. Because everyone in the free world knows that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a great, great devotee. He wasn't a great devotee, how did he make so many wonderful songs and prayers to him? But he's feeling himself the most fallen. Most fallen in all the three worlds. One time I heard this, one devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen. Prabhupada said, you're not the most anything. You are simply insignificant. Even if you think I'm the most fallen, you may say in a proud way, I'm the most fallen, showing off some false humility. One time in the Giriraj Maharaj told that story, he said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, sometimes when we feel in Maya, and he didn't finish the sentence, Prabhupada looked at him and said, why, what do you mean sometimes? You're always in Maya. Ama shama papi nahi jagat bhitare. Ama shama aparadhi nahik shamshari. There's no one more sinful than me within the whole universe, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. There's no one more offensive than me either. So of course we shouldn't have a competition to see who's the most offensive. We should have a competition to see who can be the most inoffensive. This thing, how to be inoffensive, many times devotees become very worried. Because we read and we hear in the classes that offenses to Vaishnavas is the most serious thing. Spoils our whole spiritual life. Means we're trying hard, we're getting up in the morning, we're working, we're doing so many things. And in between all the thoughts of Maya, which are coming in and out of our mind most of the day, somewhere in our consciousness, we really want to attain to Krishna. But we hear that if we make praise to Vaishnavas, everything will be finished. And we become very worried.
И мы очень начинаем нервничать.
Because we're living with so many Vaishnavas. And when you're all living together, there's so many different things are said and so many different things are done, and it's not always 100% sweet and smooth in the hurly-burly of day-to-day life. Do you know what that means? Then so many things may be said which maybe we shouldn't have said. Sometimes we get a little angry at somebody. Sometimes they do something they shouldn't do, and then we react in a way that we shouldn't do either. It's practically guaranteed that so many devotees are living together, that there's going to be some kind of friction. Vajra speaks, so many devotees living together, even if there's only three or four living together, there'll be some kind of friction. And sometimes there are misunderstandings, or someone may misunderstand something we say to them, and therefore we feel very bad in our hearts. And then we start behaving in a bad way to them, and they can't understand why. I had this experience once. I was Tamil president in Dhaka in Bangladesh. And there were very few devotees at that time. So in the mornings for class, we just used to put on a cassette and listen to the cassette. So one day I put on a cassette. I'd never heard the cassette before. So a cassette of one of our ISKCON sannyasis speaking. So we put on the cassette and the sannyasi started the lecture. And about 30 seconds after beginning the lecture, he started chastising the pujaris very strongly. It seems that the pujaris had made some serious mistakes. Anyway, after that, the pujari of our Dhaka ISKCON started to act very strangely towards me. Before that, he'd been very cooperative with me. And then he started to, anything I asked him to do, he objected. He seemed very upset. So this went on for about 2 or 3 days. And then he was saying something rude to me. I said, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "Oh, you put that cassette on, you want to criticize the pujaris?" I told him, "Antadvipabhu, I never heard that tape before. I just put it on. I didn't know what was on the tape." He said, "Oh, realization." So sometimes these things happen. You think that someone is doing something bad to you when they're not. And sometimes in the society of devotees, we find that devotees really are being nasty to each other. Mm-hmm. Even though we've come to the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, to be free from the nastiness of material life. And though our goal is to enter into the sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and though devotees are supposed to act as ideal people, sometimes the reality is different. Between the ideal and reality in this material world, there's always a gap. We can't expect utopia. You know what that is, utopia?
So what is that?
You know what that is? English. Book of the English language. The imaginary place where everything is just wonderful. That is there, the spiritual world. That's not utopia, that's Vaikuntha. But the fact is, in this material world, who are we? Now we're all chanting Hare Krishna. But a few years ago, or in some cases a few months ago or a few weeks ago, we were just completely materialistic, eating sausages and all kinds of horrible things. So, we are coming from a very contaminated background. And sometimes that shows. Kaam, Krodh, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, these six enemies are in our heart. Lust, greed, envy, anger, madness, illusion. So to overcome these things, it may take some time. And so even though we're living in the society of devotees, because we have so much false ego, therefore we behave badly with the devotees also. This is not good. Sometimes we see devotees have left this movement, actually very nice devotees, but someone has said something to them and it hurts them, that stated in Shastra, that the harsh words of someone you expect to love you is more painful than an arrow. It hurts the heart more. That the arrow that simply goes and it kills you. That the harsh words, they burn in your heart day and night. So we should be very, very careful living in the society of devotees. It's better, even if someone does something wrong, to maybe to overlook it if it's something not very serious, or correct them in a very loving and kind way if they are junior to us. Of course, there is a place for strong words also. Prabhupada regularly chastised his disciples. Fool, rascal, nonsense, mudha, lecha, those words. But
all I was doing, everyone could understand, that was not from the platform of envy, that was from the platform of love. Everyone knew that Prabhupada had given himself, he'd given his life to save us. So many difficulties Prabhupada went through to give us Krishna. 2 heart attacks on the boat going over, no one to help him, no one to encourage him, down among the bums and hippies in poverty in New York. He personally had to train the devotees in every aspect of Krishna consciousness. Oh, that should be placed properly. So, if someone who loves you chastises you, then you can accept that very easily. But if someone behaves with you very strongly from out of the platform of false ego, then it doesn't have the same effect. So this is a very great subject. But basically the point is that we should be very careful not to offend devotees. Where's the Pujari?
There's no Pujari. He's now resting. He will come on the time of Ahara.
There's no mission.
Yeah, brother.
Therefore, every morning we come together and say, Vancha, Kalpa, Phubhya, Chaki, Vashi, we offer respects to the Vaishnava. Vaishnava may be advanced devotee, medium level devotee, near point devotee. We offer our respects to all of them and beg forgiveness for offenses and seriously try not to make offenses. Says, when I come to get forgiveness for my sins and offenses, I feel great shame. Because you know everything, Krishna. This is the proper attitude for a devotee. Especially devotees like ourselves who come from the Western countries. We've all committed many, many sinful activities. Practically, in the Western countries, our way of life, our so-called culture, is that we all commit many simple activities every day. So many simple activities that we must go to hell forever. Every day eating meat. On the street corner here you see they're selling beer. People are thinking, it's very nice, nice summer day, we can go and drink some beer. They don't know, it's simple. We were doing all these things. And legalized prostitution, it means have a girlfriend, maybe she gets pregnant, have an abortion, get married, take your wife out, get another one. This is all simple. You think it's normal. Therefore, all we are coming from a very, very simple background. Therefore, especially our devotees from the Western countries, we should never be proud. Pride is the common enemy of the advancing devotee. But we have no reason to be proud. We are Bhakti Rao Chakra saying, I am fallen. He is not fallen. We are fallen. We are coming from very, very simple things. You should always remember that. You shouldn't start to think, oh, I'm such a great devotee. I am the most esteemed. I distribute so many. I sing so much. I am a temple leader. I am so great, so wonderful. Maybe when I go to the spiritual world, they'll make me God instead of Krishna. No, we should always remember that we're coming from very, very fallen. And we should be ashamed of it. I went to serve Krishna, but instead I was doing so many sinful activities. We should be ashamed. And therefore I'll be very serious not to fall back again into the sin. When we take initiation, we make promise. No meetings, no incense, no intoxication, no gambling. Chant, minimum 16 rounds, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we're promising to the Guru, who is the representative of Krishna, we promise in front of the deities, in the presence of the fire, in the presence of the Vaishnavas. It's a very serious promise. People in the modern age have no sense of responsibility. I can promise something and then if I don't feel like it, forget it. Just like I get married, I promise that I will remain married for all my life, then 2 weeks later I don't like to get on. I promise to my spiritual master to follow these regulated principles, that when you become more simple, when you become more simple.